From the end of the Mexican Revolution in 1917 to the beginning of the debt crisis in 1982, the Mexican government was highly involved in the economy. In this video, I'm going to give you an overview of this period. In future videos, we'll talk about how the government intervened, why it intervened, what some of the results were, and why things changed so drastically in 1982. The Mexican Revolution lasted almost 10 years and had a large economic toll on the country. There was enormous physical destruction of infrastructure, and 6% of the population is estimated to have either died or have fled the country. So in the immediate aftermath of the revolution, the government was mostly concerned about reconstruction. So from 1920 to 1934, most government spending was focused on repairing roads, electric power, irrigation, infrastructure-type projects. There were two public enterprises created during this period. The first was the Central Bank of Mexico, and the second was the National Bank of Agricultural Credit. The 1917 Constitution gave the state an increased role in the economic development of the country, and it underpinned the subsequent extensive state intervention in the economy until around 1982. For example, Article 27 of the Constitution states that the government has direct ownership of all minerals and deposits beneath the soil, ownership of all waters, lakes, and principal rivers, and the right to dispose of private property in the public interest. Article 73 guarantees the state's jurisdiction over credit institutions and money issuance, and Article 123 enabled the state to resolve labor disputes. While these articles may not seem so dramatic when we read them, they form the constitutional basis for the state-led development that the Mexican government followed throughout most of the 20th century. As I noted before, from 1917 to 1921, the government started by creating two public enterprises, including the Central Bank of Mexico. By the early 1980s, though, there were 1,155 public enterprises, and more than 80% of the government's total debt consisted of short-term debt from this sector. From those numbers and this brief overview, it's clear that a lot happened in terms of state intervention between 1917 and 1982. This material is taken from Judith Teichman's Privatization and Political Change in Mexico, especially Chapter 2 that talks about the evolution of public enterprises in Mexico. And so in future videos, we'll talk about what exactly happened during this period. It's an interesting story indeed.